Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Minister for Special Education and Inclusion Josepha Madigan has called for the end of titles like chairman and spokesman and claimed the Kerryman newspaper should consider a rebrand. Well, I'm joined now by Siobhan Murphy, who's general manager of the Kerryman. And in a moment, we'll speak to Minister Josepha Madigan and also independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. But Siobhan, first to you, as general manager of the Kerryman, what did you make of all of this?
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, it's our brand, and I think we're responsible for what we do ourselves. It's an honest brand, and I wouldn't see any reason to change it. We're quite happy with it, and sometimes I think things that bother other people don't bother the people that they actually impact most.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that the suggestion is that you consider a rebrand. Are you saying that it's not even up for consideration?
Well, it's something we've never seen any reason to. I don't see why it should be changed. I mean, it was founded under the Kerryman. And that's what it would remain. You know, I've never heard anyone asking it to change. Mm-hmm. Even the staff internally were quite happy with it. And yes, you know, people are entitled to say what they want. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't see any reason to change it. It is the Kerryman. It has been the Kerryman since 1904. Staff, employees are very happy with the brand. They're very happy with the name. We're very proud of it. And it doesn't affect the way we work. As a matter of fact, it's a well-wide recognised brand locally, nationally and internationally.
And why do you know, is there any explanation, Siobhan, as to why it was called the Kerryman back in the early 1900s?
I don't know. It could have been going back to the fact that, you know, it was founded by three gentlemen. It could be for that reason. It's Kerry. You know, we have the Corkman newspaper. Does anyone think the Corkman should be changed as well?
Well, we'll ask the minister in a moment.
You know?
But I mean, would there be anything wrong with calling it the Kerry People? For instance.
We don't. I think it would be totally wrong. I think it would totally destroy it. I mean, you say the word the Kerryman, and it just stands out there. You know, we're part of independent news media. We already have other provincial newspapers, and the one brand that stands out from that is the Kerryman. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. You can ask about local newspapers in every county and every community, and the one brand that stands out that everybody knows is the Kerryman.
Yeah.
You know, even one time someone said, there's two kingdoms, there's the kingdom of God and there's the kingdom of Kerry. And the Kerryman stands out over all other titles.
I suppose it was a title for a different era though, wasn't it? Maybe it is time to move on now. I mean, we are in very different times from 1904.
We certainly were in different times, but I mean, we can do that within the paper. It doesn't mean we have to change the name. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like what you're born with a name. You know, this is what the paper has been since 1904. Internally, the paper has changed and has progressed and has moved with the times. As a matter of fact, it is constantly moving with the times. Even last year, we brought out a new e-paper. So we are evolving the whole time. We are, you know, we're not a paper that, you know, it's a sexist or anything. I mean, the advertising staff is 80% female. So, you know, it's not a case of why should we change because somebody decides we should change a name. Should that not be the company's decision rather than outsiders interfering?
Well, I suppose I go back to the fact that you were asked to consider it, but you're saying it's not something that you're interested in doing.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, in my watch, it's something I would never even ask the powers that be, you know, will we change it? I don't think there's a need to change it. I mean, if something is working and if it does what it's supposed to do, which is make it recognisable and make it stand out. Mm. And it is, as I said, it is a worldwide brand and it's working. It's the internal part of the paper that has constantly changed, constantly evolved and constantly moving with the times. And, you know, that is working, that is changing. And I mean, it's the people that work for the company and the people that work in the Kerryman don't have a problem with it. You know, why should you just keep changing everything?
Okay.
Sometimes I think, are we too PC, you know?
All right, Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Siobhan Murphy there, General Manager of the Kerryman. And as I said, the Minister, Josepha Madigan, is with us, who made this suggestion along with Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. Minister, I think the message there is butt out of their business, really. They're happy with the way it is.
Yeah, well, and it was interesting to listen to Siobhan there and her contribution. I mean, it's not up to me as a government minister to tell media what to do. I mean, obviously, it's a great independent newspaper. But, you know, I suppose this has sparked a wider debate and a wider conversation around the words that we use in everyday parlance. And, you know, most of these words resonate with us on a subconscious level, and most of the time we just use them, and because it's always been that way, we accept them as sacrosanct. And I simply wanted us to challenge that assumption and to interrogate the words that we use in our daily lives, mm-hmm. and to see, I suppose, whether or not these words create an unconscious bias. I mean, they're, you know, terms and titles like, you know, statesman, chairman, spokesman, weatherman, taxman, fireman. You know, we don't want girls or indeed boys, if it was the converse was true, growing up thinking that, you know, certain jobs and positions, particularly
are for one gender alone.
Okay. And if we look at, you know, the city of Berkeley in California, you know, they've started looking at all of their administrative titles, you know, to ensure that they are more appropriate. And, you know, I have spoken quite publicly about the gendered language of the Constitution, in particular around Article 41.2 and the role of the mother in the home. And in the same way, I want us to forensically look at the words that we use in our everyday vernacular, because they do give a strong message and a strong symbol to Ireland and to the world. And, you know, we take these words for granted, okay. and use them sometimes casually without thought. So I think it's good that this has sparked a conversation.
Well, let's hear what Michael Healy-Ray has to say about this. So Michael Healy-Ray, this is about interrogating the use of language. Let's look at the word and the title, the Kerry Man, and ask, is it right for 2021? What do you say?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak on your programme. And before I say anything, I just want to say about Josephine Madigan, the minister, is a person who I hold in the highest of personal regard. She's a very respectable and hardworking politician. And anything I would have to say is about this issue, nothing else about any of her work ethic, because as far as I'm concerned, she's a very good person in government. But what I would say, at a time when we are in the middle of a global pandemic, I would believe that this minister and every other minister, rather than looking at what they're doing over in Berkeley and California, I would rather for her to be giving her time and energy on looking at what's going on in Ireland today and the problems that we have, whether they're in business, education, the fact that people don't have work to go to. I think these are the issues that any minister should be looking at present.
Michael, can I tell you the great thing about women? We can multitask.
Well, that's fine. Now, if I can finish this issue about what I wanted to say, because I'm after hearing what everybody else had to say, and I was obviously very delighted to hear the excellent CEO of the Kerryman newspaper, Siobhan Murphy, speaking and giving her perspective. And remember, she is a lady. She is in charge of this newspaper, and she says it is not fixed, it is not broken, so why do we need to fix it? The Kerryman newspaper in Kerry is comparable to the Bible as far as I'm concerned. Can I please finish?
You can.
Every week when the Kerryman comes out, people have and will always be looking forward to reading it, looking forward to seeing the local notes, we have everything called our local notes, which everybody really cherishes, what's going on in their own local village and town and community. And it plays an excellent and important and integral role as the other media outlets, such as Kerry Radio, the Kerry's Eye.
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, I understand the importance of a local paper, but it's not about the content, it's about the title. And should we not look at that now, the Kerry Man, and say, could you not call it the Kerry People?
Okay. Can I ask you one question? Where are we going to stop with this political correctness and nonsense? So on every road in Ireland, there is a thing called a manhole where there is a hole going down into the ground. Is it an insult to anybody to call it a manhole? Do we have to call it a person's hole? Will we have to give up the days of looking at a horse and saying, well, that's a nice mare or that's a nice stallion, in case we'd insult anybody? Will we have to really change the language that comes out of our mouths in case we'd insult anybody? As far as I'm concerned, it is no insult to a woman. I'm actually still in the Kerryman newspaper for over 30 years, and I've yet to hear a customer come in and say, well, isn't that an awful thing to call the newspaper? And
okay.
I said it to a lot of women,
Josepha,
and I've never heard a woman complain about it.
Josepha, we have lots of messages in about the Woman's Way magazine, and would that name, should that not be up for consideration as well, that the name of that magazine should change?
Yeah, I mean, the converse is true, absolutely. There's going to be resistance, you know, to changing names. And I'm not saying that they have to, but I think we need to ask ourselves, you know, honestly, why there is such resistance sometimes. Because I think, you know, discussing ways to build a sort of greater equality in our society is not something to shy away from, in my view. And I think the language we use impacts how we see the world. You know, this isn't about the Kerry man. You know, when we look at Kleenex, for example, they're scrapping man-size branding from its tissue boxes after 6 years on its shelves. And they're now going to call the tissues extra large. And, you know, some people might say that's a step too far. But even the Irish language, in Gaeilge, there are terms such as Mac Lane, which is a student, and Ban Altra, which is a nurse, and they're gendered. So, you know, I think this is good that everybody takes a moment to look at the language that they use and whether or not it's appropriate. Because it's about challenging the status quo. And just because something has been, you know, a certain way for a long period of time doesn't mean that it shouldn't be questioned and it shouldn't be changed. So, you know, this is about equality. I am a feminist, but it's obviously not mutually exclusive. I live with three men. This isn't about emasculating men or trying to tarnish women either. This is a wider discussion, and I use simply the Kerry man as an example.
So if we're
but
using...
the most important thing is we stay focused on building a society where both women and men can aspire to
so
any
if
career
you, if you're talking about someone who is the chair of a board of a company, for example, should we just stop using chairman and chairwoman and say chairperson? Is that where you would be at here with this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been called, you know, when I was on committees before I was a minister as a TD, it would, you know, some of the members would have called me Lady Chairwoman, you know, or Lady Chairman when I was chair of the Budgetary Oversight Committee. You know, I think it's not just for me to make those decisions, but I do think, you know, even a citizens' assembly at some point could look at the words that we use. And this isn't just in Ireland, by the way. This is across the world, because a lot of these words, like weatherman and spokesman and statesman and fireman and taxman, etc., are there for a very, very long period of time. And society has changed, and we shouldn't be afraid to look at these terms again, because our social values change.
So
a lot of these terms and titles are created, you know, were created at particular points in our history and reflect the values of that particular time.
To come back, Michael Healy-Ray, to you, like, do you have an issue with changing the chairman word and the chairwoman word to chairperson, or do you just have an issue with the Kerry man question?
No, I have an issue with this whole debate, because you could keep talking about it forever, but for instance, we have the county caller of the Dáil, we have the Cathaoirleach of the Shannon, so we have to go look at every word that we use in case that we're insulting anybody. I think this is political correctness gone mad. And I cannot believe that we're actually having this conversation at a time when there are so many real problems and issues out there that both the minister and I and everybody else should be dealing with. And
well,
here we're
talking
about... Sorry, can I finish? I think we should be applying our time in doing the job that we're elected to do. And I think that talking about this sort of nonsense and poppycock is a waste of time.
Okay, Josefa, do you want to tell him why it's important? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, even, and I appreciate Michael's kind words, by the way, and I would extend that to him also, and he knows I can multitask. But I think even when we look at, I mean, this, I was interested in this particularly after International Women's Day, but also because of the whole debate around maternity leave. And it's because of particular language in the Constitution that there's been a difficulty around that. It is a powerful symbol in the Constitution. There's gendered language within it. There's gendered language that we use all the time that we take for granted. We're not even aware of the fact that we're using words that, you know, don't reflect our present values. And really, it's just about equality as far as I'm concerned, and having a world around us that reflects that equality. So, you know, whether it, you know, it's not about any particular newspaper, this is just a wider
discussion. But the whole thing, Michael Healy-Ray, you say is a waste of time.
I absolutely do, and I know for a fact that the minister did not set out to target or go after the Kerry Man newspaper. I know that that would be nonsense. She wouldn't want to do that, and I'm not speaking for her, but I know she'd accept that. But it's the Kerry Man newspaper would be an innocent victim and bystander that would be affected by this if it was to be brought to fruition. And I just do not see the common sense. You see, you can go to every university you like. You can be very extremely educated. But what God gives a lot of people is common sense. And I think if you apply common sense to the arguments that the minister is putting forward, There's nothing really common sense about it. In other words, it's lacking the fundamentals. Is it necessary? Is it going to benefit anybody? Is it something we should be doing at this time? I don't think it is. I would really love to see the minister give every minute that she gives thinking about this, every interview that she gives talking about it, every hour that she gives it, I would rather see her doing something else that would be more important to the portfolio and to the better being of the people of Ireland than this nonsensical
me, as only the 19th female cabinet minister since the foundation of the state and the very first female lawyer at cabinet, I do have a duty as a female to look at everything around me and to see how I can make effect a positive effect. So I think it's good that we're having this discussion. You know, this is about changing roles and language which are used to describe women and men in modern Ireland. And, you know, what happens in the future is anyone's guess, but I think it's good that we're having a discussion around this and challenging the stuff.
Okay, well, I tell you, we're getting an awful lot of messages about it. I want to thank you both very much indeed. Michael Healy-Rae and Minister Josepha Madigan will never be able to look at a manhole cover in the same way again.